This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good September 23rd to you. Better late than never, right? If you've been waiting most of today for the podcast, I apologize that it's out a little bit late. We're tracking down a whole bunch of things at county10.com over the weekend, and today has been very busy. If you've been following the news over the weekend, I'm sure you can draw some conclusions there. There was a lot of heavy, hard-hitting news over the weekend, a lot of stuff that was not great that needed to be covered. So we've been running around like crazy on that. The good news is, there were a handful of really good stories over the weekend that helped balance things out a little bit on the news front in this building and across the community. And one of those stories that was great is something I get to tell you about a little bit more today, and that was some of our local young people who excelled on the golf course over the weekend. It was the State High School Golf Tournament, and 3A teams competed at Star Valley High School on the beautiful course in Afton, and Fremont County teams just crushed it out there. The Riverton girls and the Lander boys won the team championships, and Lander Valley High School had the individual golf champions, Jaron Calkins on the boys' side, Rachel Stoinski on the girls' side. We will chat with both Jaron and Rachel on the County 10 Kickoff Show. We'll chat with some RHS golfers on the County 10 Kickoff Show, which is due out in the middle of this week. Today, though, we're going to chat with Lander Valley High School head golf coach Michael Watson. Watson has taken over for Coach Berg a few years ago and has continued that tradition of excellence for LVHS on the golf course. So we'll have a short conversation with him. I get to make the trip over to Lander and visit with him for a few moments today. So going to be kind of an abbreviated County 10 podcast here as we wrap up the end of the workday at the county10.com offices. One quick thing I do want to mention, though, is we're following along with all of the news from over the weekend. Updates are coming in very slowly, and I know sometimes that's frustrating to people, but we wait until they come from official sources. So it's got to be a person in a position of power in Fremont County with an official title. It's got to be a law enforcement agency. We're not going to report anything else. We're not going to throw out updates of witness information or people saying this or that. The only thing we report, and whatever you've been told about county10.com in the past, I'm sure might be a little bit different now, but the only thing we are going to report to you is what we get from official sources when we get that. So appreciate your patience with that. We also do know the server is overloading. There are tens of thousands of people trying to access county10.com over the last 72 hours or so. So we're working on a little more bandwidth there, at least in the short term, because the numbers on the website have gone completely crazy and are making a few different things crash. So your patience is appreciated on a couple of different levels there. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Michael Watson, the head coach of Lander Valley High School Golf.
It's Freako Weeko! Wow!
Your Fremont County Arts and Pop Culture Podcast. Start your week off right with the amazing Amara Farring.
And T-Bone Terry.
We'll keep you updated on everything hopping in the arts community and beyond. But really, we just want to put a smile on your face and help you drag your ass out of Monday
and into the rest of the beautiful week.
You can find us on the 10Cast Network, Facebook, and any other platform that fits the bill and blasts us through your speakers.
So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and prepare for extreme smiling.
Official disclaimer, we are not responsible for aching jaws or intense pleasure headaches. This is a show for responsible adults.
County 10 Podcast. We are in the Porter's 10Cast Studio. Glad to have you along again today. I want to remind you, County 10 Podcast always made possible by the great folks at Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy in Lander. Elevate offers specialized orthopedic physical and occupational therapy. They've got two certified hand therapists on staff. If you're curious what a certified hand therapist is, it's a regular physical or occupational therapist who's had additional training in things relating to your hands and limbs. In fact, over 4,000 hours of therapy with hands and limbs just before you can become a certified hand therapist. So if you've got any kind of pain or functional issues with your hands, make sure to check out Elevate Rehab. Those good folks are at 4th and Main, right next to the Verizon store in Lander. County 10 Podcast also made possible by Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane and Sackett work hard to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. They have a fantastic staff. They're located at 312 North 8th West in Riverton, and they're accepting new patients now, including children. You can sign your kids up for the No Cavity Club if they get in there and have no cavities, and you're subject to win some prizes in that. They do a lot of cool different things for youth. If you look into the record that Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett have, they give back a lot to this community. Rendezvous Dental is involved in a lot of different things, including some youth charities. Rendezvous Dental at 312 North 8th West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to get a feel of the services they offer. They're, of course, moving into a new building at the corner of Sunset and North 8th West in a little bit. We'll keep you up to date with that progress, but they've already got state-of-the-art equipment in that building at 312 North 8th West, so it's a great time to jump on board with the folks over there at Rendezvous Dental. Always appreciate their support. And finally, County 10 Podcast made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. They are at 258 Main Street in beautiful downtown Lander. Bells and Bows, the great place to get that back-to-school wardrobe going on. It's the first day of fall today, so that fall-winter wardrobe, you're starting to think of maybe some warmer outfits, some different colors. I'm just making things up because I don't know anything about fashion, but I do know Bells and Bows has two new lines of clothing in the store that they're really excited about. First one is called Tribal, and they apparently have some great new fall clothes that they were telling me about, so go check out Tribal. And then the one I've been telling you about the longest is called Foil. This is a line from New Zealand. Foil offers a soft merino wool. Have you seen that sock ad where Dan Marino was talking about the merino wool? Anyway, same wool, merino wool, which is coming from New Zealand, and the Bells and Bows crew is Jim Ben just raving about how soft this wool is and how great these products are from this clothing line called Foil. So get into Bells and Bows, tell them you heard about Foil, and literally ask to feel the wool. Ask to feel their clothes at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Follow Bells and Bows on Facebook as well. Earlier this afternoon, got the opportunity to hit the highway and head over to Lander Valley High School, where I interviewed the head coach of the Lander Valley High School golf team, Michael Watson. He just had his Lander boys win the third consecutive state golf championship. He also had the individual winners for both boys and girls, and Jaron Calkins and Rachel Stoinski, Lander girls, finished second behind the Riverton girls. Here's how my conversation with Coach Watson went.
Coach, first of all, congratulations. I know you're just getting back to school today, but what's the feeling in the building like today?
It's good. The kids are excited after for the boys to three-peat, and then to have Jaron win it all. He was excited about that, and kind of last year losing it by a couple and then bouncing back to earn it again. That was awesome to watch. And even our girls playing to take second was a good time for them to get right there. They had a chance, and then just Riverton outplayed us that last day, and so they earned it. But then with Rachel going undefeated and winning by 25 shots is impressive, and playing in that weather, and it didn't seem to affect her at all, shooting 75-77. So
that was another thing I heard I was going to ask about. How was the weather in Afton, and how was that course?
The course is a fun course. It's kind of a short course, but it's protected well by bunkers. And then the weather, though, for 2 days, it was just miserable for the kids. If they could stay dry the first day, it was fine. And then with the rain, and then the second day on Saturday, it rained, and then it got some hail in there, and then we added some wind into it. So I don't think it got above 42 degrees on Saturday. So it was good.
Three in a row now for the guys. Can you feel the culture here building? Is that just some of your returning kids that have been successful for 3 years, or is golf becoming a powerhouse in Lander?
It's been a powerhouse with Coach Berg before me. He kind of laid the foundation in the last 42 years or whatever. I took over from him 3 years ago, and we were fortunate to have the kids that we got, and a lot of that, as any coach goes, you have to have good players, and they play in the summer. And those kids pushed each other all the time. And so we're there. We're starting. I mean, we're getting the junior high program going and getting kids involved. And so that's the fun part of it all.
Yeah. How impressive were the girls? I know second place, not necessarily what they wanted to come away with, but it sounded like some great individual accomplishments.
Yeah, with the girls, we wanted to come in and compete and really push Riverton. We never like losing to Riverton in anything, but that was kind of the goal, is to see if we couldn't take two of them home for first place as a team title. But they played awesome for the year. They had a great season, winning conference. We had three girls all conference. We had Rachel all state here, 3 out of 4 years she was all state. So that's impressive too, just what we've had. And with our girls, we're starting to get more and more out. That's kind of nice. We had 12 girls out and 12 boys out, so it's pretty well balanced.
As a whole, what's your group of kids kind of like away from the golf course? Is it a good bunch of kids in the classroom and beyond?
Oh yeah, we have great students. They are awesome about bringing their homework and doing homework on the trips. We have the best team in the state for hanging out together. They love to hang out. The girls and the guys get along, and they don't have to worry about it. They push each other. When we practice, we mix it up where the boys and the girls play together, and they start competing. They've made some great friendships because of that, and that shows both sides. There's a whole team effort there for not even the boys and the girls, but just everybody's there having fun, hanging out, and cheering each other on, pushing each other, so that's kind of fun too.
Where do you think this kind of fits in with the success of the other sports programs? Landers had a successful run at a lot of things, swimming, boys basketball last year. How's the golf program received over here in the mix of all of those championships?
It's good because we have, behind swimming, the second most for boys titles and even girls. So same for both there, is that we're right there. Everybody supports us. It's kind of unfortunate that we start the first week in August and we're done middle of September, so nobody gets to really know that we're playing, but everybody's supportive, and you can see it when we have a lot of kids that play multiple sports, so that's kind of nice. That's what you do. You encourage them all to play other sports too, and even in the golf season gets done, I tell kids, hey, if you can go run track or do something else, go do something else, learn to compete at something you're not good at. And maybe not the best at, maybe you're the best at golf, and maybe you're not the best on the basketball team or the soccer team, but you go and you love it. So learn to be a good teammate. But admin supportive. And so we've kind of laid that foundation, especially in Lander being number one in everything we try to do, whether it's sports, academics. That's a big push by Mr. Neuendorf, and he supports our teams. And Mr. Stauffenberg, he's great about taking care of us, letting us do what we need to do to have a good golf program.
Final question for you. What do you need, anything from the community as far as support for this golf program or for LVH athletics? How can folks get involved and help out?
The biggest thing is get involved with their kids and go play golf and hang out with their kids and just, make it a lifetime sport. And even if they're playing other sports, go play it. It's fun. We have great support in the community. We're always getting donations from people and asking what we need. So that's great. But the biggest thing is just go out and play golf and enjoy. We have a lot of outdoor activities, but golf's one of them that could be played a little more maybe. But there's a lot of other opportunities out here, so it's kind of hard.
Coach, congrats. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Coach Michael Watson, Lander Valley High School boys and girls golf. Congratulations again to the Lander Valley High School boys. Rachel Stoinski, Jaron Calkins will be on the County 10 Kickoff podcast later this week, as will some Riverton High School golfers. And Lars Flanagan, head coach of Riverton High School Golf, will join us here later this week, too, on either the County 10 podcast or the County 10 Kickoff show, as we give everybody credit. The Riverton girls, of course, winning state championship golf as well. So congratulations to everybody. Who knew we had so many great golfers right here in Fremont County? Look at some upcoming events. Of course, farmers market season is winding down. There's at least a couple more Riverton farmers markets happening, and the next one is this Wednesday at Riverton City Park starting at 5:30. You've got the Wind River farmers market coming up on Thursday in Etherdy. The Dubois farmers market in Nostalgia Bistro is also this Thursday from 4 to 6. And then on Saturday, Lander Valley farmers market at Lander City Park. The Central Wyoming College Rustler Roundup College Rodeo coming up this Friday at the Fremont County Fairgrounds. And coming up this Saturday, I'm really excited about this, A Taste of Riverton. It's an event to benefit Eagles Hope First time ever for this event, so really excited about a bunch of different Riverton restaurants are involved in this, and they're going to put out their specialty dishes. Tickets are going fast for this. You get to sample all those foods with admission, $20 for a ticket to get you in for a fun event and buffet style of some of Riverton's finest foods. So you can check out more details on that at county10.com. If you missed the latest Riverton Local Ladies podcast, go check that out on whatever you're listening to podcasts on or through 10cast.county10.com. Latest Riverton Local Ladies episode is Bethany Baldez with Michelle Widmire, who is the executive director at Eagles Hope Transitions in Riverton. She tells you a little bit more about what they do so you know where your fundraising dollars are going to and why this event is important and why it's going to be fun and delicious all at the same time. So looking forward to that. That is this Saturday night. More details on that at county10.com. And I spoke with Michelle on Friday, I believe, last week. She said tickets are almost sold out, so I would hurry up and get those if I were you and really wanted to go. That's all I've got for you today. We'll be back with a much longer show tomorrow. We will have Amanda Faring back in studio with us as we know more from some of the breaking news over the weekend, so we'll get you an update on that on a podcast and at county10.com. More state golf coverage continues as the week goes on. Like 10 Cast on Facebook and Twitter. If you get an opportunity to shoot us a message anytime, 10cast@county10.com. That's 10cast@county10.com. Easiest way to support the show, subscribe, review. Those mean a lot to us, and I hate asking for anything, but if you're listening to these County 10 podcasts and don't mind giving us a rating and a review and subscribe to us, that helps other people find us. Lets us know where you're listening from and how many people are listening and what we can do better at. So I really sincerely appreciate that. Thanks again to Coach Watson for joining the show today. Appreciate his time. Thanks to you for listening, and thanks to our sponsors, Elevate Rehab, Shoulder and Hand Therapy, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, and Rendezvous Dental. We'll see you tomorrow for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.